بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وعلى آل محمد جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله. ربنا زدنا علما نافعا وعملا صالحا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected brothers, respected elders and friends, first and foremost may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of Nufal I'tikaf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings, our nooks, and give me tawfiq to say a few beneficial words for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Ankabut in the second ayah that do the people have this thought that they will be left alone having said آمنا, having taken the faith of Iman, and they will not be trialed and tested. In other words, they will not go through trials and tribulation and being tested in this world. My respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yusib minhu." Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to do good with, what does he do? He takes trials and tribulation from that person. Before we move on to the rationales and the reasons and how he benefits us, it's extremely important that we understand that we are in a very special month, Dhul-Qa'dah, one of the four sacred months, and even more special days are coming forward. Few days remaining, approximately Monday, the Dhul-Hajjah month is starting. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran. And from there, the 4 months are sacred. And they are Zulqa'dah, and the more pertinently and more importantly is Zulhijjah. And Zulhijjah, my brothers, my respected Allah, is so special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Wal Fajri wa layalin ashr, wa shafi'i wal watr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the sanctity and the specialness of these days. Ash, the 10 days. When something is so special, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He takes qasam, an oath by these days. So we are towards 26th or 27th day right now, and we are about to hit the Zulhijjah by Monday, 1st of Zulhijjah it will be, and it is a very, very special day for all of us. Hatta ke, you know, in Ramadan, the last 10 days we have Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In the Ramadan, last 10 days, what do we have? We have one of the odd nights known as Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadr. A month which is better than 1,000, a night better than 1,000 months. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also giving us another day. which is, according to some ulamas, even more powerful than Laylatul Qadr. What the consensus is, that it's a very special day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only do we have the month of Zilhajjah, within that, the days of Zilhajjah, we also have Yawmul Arafah, we also have Yawmul Tarwiyah, we also have Yawmul Nahar, the fasting days, the slaughtering day, the day of Qurbani, the 10th of Zilhajjah, the 9th of Zilhajjah, the day of Al-Arafah. Hajj is seen, Hajj is Al-Hajju Arafatum. Hajj is Arafah, the wukuf Arafah. Then before that, the wukuf Mina, the going to the Mina and getting preparation for Hajj, known as the Yawm Tarwiyah. So we have these very special days. Then the Yawm Tashriq, the Tashriq that we pray, we will be required to pray on Yawm Al-Arafah ba'd al-Fajr, after Fajr Salat, loudly for men and quietly for sisters, for women folk. And then the speciality of these days, if you are to fast, what happens? Thawab is written for us for one equivalent to a year. And likewise, according to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no other better days than these days where it's more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are the best days in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we are on the best day in terms of the week. In terms of the month, we have Ramadan. And then Laylatul Qadr, the night. And then day, Zilhajjah. So my respected, my brothers, my elders, these days are so special. And the connotation and the linkage between these days are linked with Hajj. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is incumbent upon people to do Hajj if they are able to make way towards Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاِعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَهُ بِهِمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting everybody know Safa Marwa is a shu'ur, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A rukun, a part of Islam and a part of Hajj. The story behind that is the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his sacrifice, his challenges, the difficulties that he'd been through from the early age, where he was challenging his father Azar, who was an idol worshipper. And then after he challenged him, what happened? He got thrown into the fire. After being thrown into the fire, he was expelled from the city. And having been expelled from the city, he traveled far land and far distance land to Makkah Mukarramah. At that time, Makkah Mukarramah was a very barren land, complete a wasteland. There was no vegetation, there was no habitation, there was no people living there, there was no city, there was no villages, there was no business, there was no sign of humanity there. So what happened was, at the old age, he was given a child, Ismail alayhi salam. And then he was commanded to go to Makkah Mukarramah with his wife Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when they went to Makkah Mukarramah in a barren land, there's no water, there's no shelter. Shelter from the desert heat of Saudi Arabia and Middle East. Those who have traveled there to Umrah and Hajj or any other purposes, you will know the heat of that land is very severe. Not like the heat here in Scotland and in Glasgow, where as soon as some little bit of temperature, we are tempted to take away our clothing as much as possible. Brothers, on a side note, it's very important that whenever we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salah, we have to be appropriately dressed. Talking of appropriate dress, that we have to make sure our awrah at all time is covered. That's farz. Our awrah is covered from belly button to below the knees. It has to be covered at all times. When we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for salah, it's a formal occasion. It's not an occasion where we are meeting with our friends and that's it. We're just going through a ritualistic habits. No. خُزُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that whenever we're in the house of Allah, we have to adorn ourselves in the best way. So farz clothing, covering. And the best clothing is a clothing of sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a formal occasion. We are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing our fard prayers. So we are not here for fun and parties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. So as I was saying, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam went with his son Ismail alayhi salam, who was born in his old age. And then what happened? He was commanded to leave them behind in a barren land, complete empty land. Then his wife asked him, as if she followed behind him, Where are you going? Then when she was informed by Ibrahim alayhi salam, she asked him, Is this the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said, yes. Then she said, in that case, we will not go to waste. We will not go to waste. So Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was left with a water skin. Some water in a leather skin and a bag of dates. Can you imagine in a foreign land, no vegetation, no shelter from the heat, no human beings, no other people other than potentially wahshi janwars and all these wild animals potentially attacking you and your life is in danger? What did she say? She says, in that case, we will not be going to waste. And then she, when Ismail alayhi salam was feeling hungry and thirsty, what did she do? She start to walk between Safa and Marwa, the two mountains. She would walk towards the, or trot towards the other one side of the mountain and look up and look towards other people for help. And she did that 7 times. And Ismail alayhi salam, according to the books and according to the tafsir, he was on the verge of death. Then she heard a sound, and in the sound, it was Jibreel alayhi salam, and she said, Aghith, help us out. If indaka khair. If you are of good, if you have goodness in you, then help us out. And what did Jibreel alayhi salam do? He made a mark on the earth, and the water of Zamzam burst out. And then Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha was able to safeguard themselves through drinking water and food, and it became a means of nourishment. Can you imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam in his old age, only son, commanded to leave his wife and his son in barren land? And then what happens afterwards? He was commanded to leave. What did he do? They had bulletproof mind, they had bulletproof iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we pray, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, every day in our salah, in each rakat where we pray, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you alone we worship, you alone we seek support. How many of us can we say in every difficulties and challenges that we can do, tawakkul ala Allah 100%, without having to fear anything? But these people, these special people, they did not become Khalilullah, they did not become Khalilullah, friend of Allah, very close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without going through trials and tribulation. If you look into the history and the biography and the seerah of every single anbiya, every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single saints of our era, previous era, and history and aslaf, every single sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he became proclaimed as a prophet, what happened? His own people driven him away from the land of birth. And then they fought him and they tried to kill him. When Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam was mocked and he was made fun of by people, Ayyub alayhi salatu wa sallam, Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, every anbiya, every prophet had to go through trials and tribulation. If we look into our elders, they too had to go through trials and tribulation. Our ulama says trials and tribulation and testing and being challenged is the prerequisite, it's a necessity, it's essential in order for us to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Condition is we have to do tawakkul ala Allah. Condition is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Condition is we have to unconditionally prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any doubt, without any shubha, without any slight elements of will it work or will it not work. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We covered in the last lectures that when the Surah Fatiha is the summary of the entire Quran. An entire Quran is full of the previous history of Anbiya's, of other people, and what the other qawm and the nations were being through, as well as ahkamat, as well as bashiran wa nadhira, in terms of scaring us, in terms of tanbih, in terms of warning, and how the previous nations worked, and how the previous nation achieved success, by tawakkul ala Allah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was old, when he left his wife and his only son at the old age, what did he do? He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am leaving my progeny in a barren land. So help me, Ya Allah. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi dhar. Saying, Oh Allah, I'm leaving my progeny in a barren land. Acknowledging the difficulties and challenges and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support. And then Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, what is she saying? She's saying, Ya Allah, and she's saying to her husband, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you that we will not be going through difficulties and we will not be wasted. Yet she had to go through so much difficulties and challenges. Then after many years, when Ismail alayhi wasalam was growing up, what did Ibrahim alayhi wasalam do? He came back. When he came back, on the Yawm al-Tarwiyah, according to the narrations, on the Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the days of preparation for Hajj, he saw in his dream that he is slaughtering his son, Ismail alayhi salam. And he's seen that on Yawm al-Arafah on the 9th, on Yawm al-Nahar on the 10th day. Why is the Yawm al-Nahar? The day of slaughter. And as you know, my brothers, my respected elders and friends, that the dreams of Anbiya is what? It's wahi also. 100% true, because their hearts don't sleep. So when he saw his son being slaughtered, or he slaughtering his son, what did he do? He approached his son, Oh my son, I am seeing you, I'm slaughtering you. Inni azbahuka. The ayam falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya qala ya bunayya inni ara fil manami inni azbahuka. That I am slaughtering you, oh my son, I'm seeing you in my dream, that I am slaughtering you. What did his son say? In readiness, in full happiness, you will find me amongst the patient people, inshallah. Straight away, without questioning the order, without questioning anything, from here we learn that if the environment is correct, your asar, your behavior, your characteristic, the way we are, will transpire in our next generation too, in our children. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet, his son also became prophet. When Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his son Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became going through so much difficulties, and his other children, they also became very special people afterwards, having done tawbah. The point that I'm trying to make here is the environment that we create, the environment that we uphold ourselves in, it will also have effect on our children. The point here, my friend, my respected elders, if we close our eyes for a moment, how many of us will be willing to sacrifice ourselves? How many of us will be willing to sacrifice our children? How many of us will be willing to sacrifice our cattle and animals and so forth and so forth? We are very reluctant to go through difficulties and challenges. And we are really readily making complaints, why am I going through so many challenges and difficulties? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Ankabut? That do people really think that they will be left alone without being trialed and without going through difficulties and challenges? Yet when we can handle this trials and tribulation, just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where his a'mals and his mujahada, his challenges and difficulties, and his tawakkul ala Allah was so magnificent, was so great, that it happened thousands of years ago, and it's continuing. His a'mal was so accepted that millions and billions across the world are doing since his time until Yawmul Qiyamah will be doing his a'mals and actions. Likewise, if we can handle ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us such acceptance that our a'mal will also become great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yusibhu min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him trials and tribulation. And my brothers, my respected elders, Hajj is a great reminder of that. Hajj is a great reminder of sacrifice. Hajj is a great reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person that we have to have 100% tawakkul. Hajj is a great reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole being that we have to worship. Hajj is one of the main pillars of Islam. Bunya al-Islam ala khamsin. Islam has been founded on five pillars. And one of them is Hajj. And going to the Hajj, and if the Hajj is accepted, my dear respected brothers and elders, then it will be like the day the mother gave birth to the child, completely free of any gunas and any sins. It's like wiping a blackboard or whiteboard and there's no more embellishment in there anymore. So how do we then take the spirit of Hajj? Because many of us will not have the opportunity to go to Hajj. And talking of spirituality and enjoying the benefiting from the whole aspect of Hajj, just to finish up with the story, when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was being taken to the Mina to be slaughtered, the shaitan came in the form of human being and he tried to convince Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to not slaughter his son. So what did he do? He pelted the shaitan. And it happened 3 times. And then right at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a kabsh, a ram, to be slaughtered in his place. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and saw the state, what did he say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then Ismail, having heard the sound, he said, La ilaha, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Finished, the last few words were finished by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So to be in the spirit of Hajj, my respected brothers and elders, our ulama says, those who are going to be given, who are going to slaughter an animal, do not cut your nails, do not cut your hair, and so forth and so forth. Do a lot of talbiyah, do a lot of tahmid, do a lot of tasbih. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And so forth and so forth. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lahu al-mulku, wa lahu alhamdu, huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And you could just do tasbih, so la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, if you are not familiar with these tasbihs. This is the acknowledgement, being proud of our faith, being proud of who we are, being proud of our identity. We should be saying loudly, then we have the Yawm al-Tashriq. We have to say, as I said earlier, it is wajib for our men to say it loudly and for our sisters to say it quietly. Whether we are praying salah on our own or whether we are praying with the congregation. In case we forget, in case the imam forgets, it's okay for the muqtadi to say it loudly and it becomes a reminder to the imam. A story happened when Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala was behind the imam and Abu Yusuf rahimahullah was leading the salah. He forgot to say tashrik and then Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, as a muqtadi, he reminded him. So we need to remind each other. So tahmid, tasbih, and tahleel. Not cut our nails and cut our hair for those people who are going to be doing the slaughter. We need to be very steadfast and very careful regarding our salah and our fara'id actions. Because they are the most important elements of our deen. Being on time for salah. Being on time for salah, not doing qadha for salah, praying salah with jamaat, and so forth, and so forth. Alhamdulillah, fajr salah is at 1:45. There is no excuse for us to miss our salah with jamaat. We should make effort to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then our ulamas and scholars say, spend money in charity, and then keep the fast during the days, especially the Yawm al-Arafah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek His support. Ask for support. We all are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We are in need of the difficulties and the challenges that we are going for. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as. These are the perfect occasion to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Lord. He is our Creator. He is our Master. He is our Master Creator. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. We need to acknowledge that we are makhluk, we are created. We need to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do qiyam al-layl and tahajjud salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it should have been very difficult because Isha salah is approximately 11:15. It is 11:15 and then Fajr salah is at 1:45. By the time the Fajr, the Isha Salah finishes, is 11:30 rather, and then you only have hour and a half. We have no excuses. And then the school holidays will be starting very soon as well, so our older children should be encouraged to stay awake. And remember, Qurbani is also necessary for those people who are sahib nisab. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq, give me the tawfiq to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala build our iman and tawakkul ala Allah 100%. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to at all times, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us muhtaj only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us dependent on anybody. If you are able to exercise patience, if you are able to understand the spirit of Hajj and understand the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, then we too can take some solace from that. The testing and the trials and tribulation that we are going through, it's for a bigger cause. And the bigger cause is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do good with us, He tests us and trials us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.